Claire, firstly, congratulations on qualifying for Netball World Cup. You must be proud of the team.
Yeah, absolutely delighted with the team. Going into it, we were aiming for 2-from-2, but to get the winning margins that we did, we were over the moon. So it was an excellent weekend for us and all those people that came and supported us in Scotland that weekend.
Has it finally sunk in?
It's getting there, it's getting there. It's a funny thing because all our focus was on the World Cup qualifiers, and then we've switched back into Sirens, and then we'll be switching again straight into Commonwealth Games. So it's kind of job done, delighted, and then on to the next thing straight away.
The nice thing was, though, we saw everybody's support for Wales when they didn't get through, and there was obviously the three nations after those two spots, so that whole netball family was there for each other, weren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we all, you know, we'd argue the case that we're all kind of top 10 in the world, and we all deserve a spot at the World Championships. It's just unfortunate that all of us can't go. And last year it was Northern Ireland. The last World Championships before that, it was Scotland. So we've been there. So we had a lot of sympathy for Wales when they couldn't make it this time round, because, as I said, we all deserve to be there. And it's one of those weekends when, you know, anyone can win.
I think, well, it was vitally important that Netball Scotland got through, especially with future funding.
Absolutely. I think that's another argument why it is just so important to all of us home nations, because that really does secure your funding for the next four-year cycle. And without the World Championships, which is also a pivotal event on the international scene, you know, it's difficult to then find other internationals which will challenge you going forward and allow you to develop as you want to and build up the world rankings.
I could rattle through a list of your major achievements. Would you like me to, or are you all right?
I'm okay.
Is it just that whole vibe representing your country and being captain makes it all worthwhile?
Yeah, I absolutely love it. I think there's no greater pride than when you walk out in your thistle dress with the fans and the country supporting behind you, because just like everyone else, you put so much hard work into it. So it's the kind of gratitude that you get of actually stepping on court and representing. It's very satisfying, especially when it pays off in terms of results.
On the podcast, we're partnered with Viber 10, and you're obviously a Viber 10 ambassador. What does that mean to you personally, having them behind you?
I love the Viber 10 clothing. I think the fact that they actually, you know, it's modern and it's very female specific in terms of the kit that we get. Our thistle dresses in particular are stunning. We absolutely love them and we get compliments all the time. So it's kind of one of those things. There's a lot of pride behind playing for your country, but also having that dress and loving it so much in terms of how it looks, how it feels and how you feel going onto court is an added bonus. So it's amazing being part of the Viber 10 family, and they've got amazing other ambassadors, you know, people that I look up to, Jeeva Mentor, Cece Francis. So it's good to be part of that family and know that they've got similar ambitions to what we do.
Have you got to meet them all in your Viber 10 kit?
No, not yet. Those guys are busy travelling the world and, you know, playing over in Australia and doing the thing with England Roses. So, no, we've not all been in the same place at the same time, but I'm sure that time will come.
I hope so. Obviously, providing the Sirens and the Thistles kit as well. What's that like to play in? It's a great design, isn't it? And there's the range of merchandise as well, which is soon going to be available. So a chance for fans to further get involved with the franchise?
Yeah, no, it's an absolutely great design. Both our Sirens and Thistles, it just offers something different. We are so proud to put it on. And even in training, you know, you feel good in training. You're happy to put the kit on, feel the hard yards and step out on court. So we absolutely love it and we're very proud to be part of the Viper 10 group.
Sirens this season, then, what would you like to achieve on a personal level? Just build on last year?
Definitely build on last year. I think, you know, you can never stop getting better and learning new things, no matter how many times you've been out there on court. So I think it's just a little bit of self-development, self-improvement, and as a team continue to grow as we did last year and hopefully hit our aims for the season.
How about people like Sarah? Has she just fitted in straight away?
Yeah, no, Sarah's been great. She's just fitted into our Sirens family. So it's awesome having someone with so much experience on board, and she's brought a lot to our squad, which is fantastic for the youth and myself to bring new ideas in so we keep improving.
First game's away at Lightning. Who are the players you're watching?
I mean, Loughborough is always a really strong team throughout. They've also got Peace at one end, and their midcourt is really, really strong. So I'll just be interested to see where we're both at for the start of the season. We've got new players. They've lost a couple of players. So I think it'll be a really good matchup. I loved playing them last season, so looking forward to another battle.
It's nice as well that we're not having to wait too long before we get to see sirens on TV, because you're playing Thunder the week after. So
yep.
That's going to be another good match.
Yeah, no, it really is. It'll give our kind of home fans a chance to see us for this season for the first time as well, because we are on the road quite a lot at the start. So, no, we're looking forward. We've got quite a lot of games in a row to start off with. So it's just about, you know, starting with our standards high, setting our mark for the season and continuing it on.
And by the time you get to a home game at that arena, it's the back end of February against Team Northumbria. And I suppose they'll just be wanting to prove themselves after last season.
Yeah, no, we've played a few friendlies against Team Northumbria and they are looking really strong for this season. So we expect a really, really tough run out against them. They've got a lot of new players and strength and depth across all positions. So that'll be good to kind of, almost one of our local rivalries, I guess, in the Super League, because they are one of our closer franchises. So it'll be a good contest and I'm delighted that we get to play them in front of our home crowd.
And we're days away, but you're raring to go.
Yeah, I'm buzzing to get back out in court. I think everyone is. It always seems like such a long wait for Super League because, you know, the pre-season is quite long. So I think everyone's ready to get the first game under our belt, see where we're at, and then challenge for the title.